talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and it's right in the middle of the breakup of the Republican Party. And before we get into it, remember, the third caller today wins a designer Devil Radio t-shirt designed by Crudy himself. Third caller today, you call in, give me your comment, and you stay on the line and give your address to Luke. He'll send you that t-shirt, third caller. There's a lot that happened last night. President Biden was in Milwaukee. We'll get to that in a second. But yesterday, the first lawsuit filed against Trump for inciting the insurrection. There is a congressman from Mississippi named Benny Thompson. Very articulate guy. I listened to his interview. Did a very nice job. The NAACP is a plaintiff. Benny Thompson is a plaintiff. NAACP is providing the lawyers. They're suing Trump personally. They're suing Donald Trump personally. They're suing Rudy Giuliani personally. And then they're suing the Proud Boys. And they're suing the Oath Keepers. Now, what's that all about? Obviously, Trump incited the insurrection. He said, you're not strong. You're not going to keep your country. He groomed it for 2 months. He was sending out save the date cards, telling them January 6th, there's going to be a lot going on. That was the date picked because that was when the Congress was going to ceremonially accept the certifications from the states. The Congress had no power to change those certifications. It's ceremonial. But he was going to gin up the mob to go up there and intimidate them. Rudy Giuliani's the guy who said, we need trial by combat. Not only is that ridiculous, trial by combat was eliminated back in the 13th century. And what eliminated it was the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church put out their point of view that trial by combat was inhuman and people stopped it. But before that, you know, you had a dispute. If you knew how to use a sword, you'd challenge somebody. If you didn't, you'd hire somebody, a thug. This is Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani's never been in combat. Rudy Giuliani's only combat is to shoot his mouth off. But he's a defendant along with Trump. And the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, what's that all about? With the Ku Klux Klan back in the 60s, and it should have been a lot more before that, you know, the Ku Klux Klan back in the 20s was really a very large and influential organization. I mean, they were Midwestern governors, especially in Indiana, who belonged to the Ku Klux Klan. And the way, one of the ways the Ku Klux Klan was broken is when they would bomb a church and kill people or that kind of thing, and kill them down in the South, groups would sue them and get large damages and then get awarded whatever assets they had, their bank accounts, their real property, buildings, that kind of thing, and essentially destroy them economically. So the idea here is with the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, because they're essentially thugs who resort to violence. You can't have violence in a free society. You cannot have had violence with democracy. You can't have violence with enlightened capitalism. You cannot have violence in a modern country. So the idea will be to get a judgment against the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, because they were very much at that rally and they were very much in the vanguard of breaking windows and breaking in, walking down halls saying, oh, Nancy, oh, Nancy, leading the chant of let's hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. So these are the defendants. The plaintiffs, the ones suing, are the NAACP and Benny Thompson and perhaps several others. Benny Thompson has standing. Benny Thompson was in the Capitol when this happened. He heard the breaking glass. He was properly terrified. He saw Nancy Pelosi whisked away. Mike Pence was whisked away. Leadership has security on both sides. Kevin McCarthy has security as well as Nancy Pelosi. The average member of Congress does not have security. So Benny's sitting there holding his gas mask. Seriously, they were told by the security in the Capitol, put on your gas masks, because at some point they are going to perhaps have to use gas to get these people out of there. So Benny's fingering his gas mask, thinking, what the heck is this? His district in Mississippi is where a boy was murdered a long time ago for allegedly whistling at a white woman. There have been Klan atrocities in Benny Thompson's district in Mississippi. And Benny Thompson knows the history of that all too well, and he has no intention of being another victim like Emmett Till, young boy accused of whistling and savagely murdered. So he is a plaintiff. But what's the claim? When you think about it, okay, Trump ginned up an insurrection. Maybe the attorney general will go after him. Why should Benny Thompson be able to go after him? Why should the NAACP be able to go after him? The reason is a statute passed in 1871 called the Ku Klux Klan Act. What's that all about? After the Civil War, a number of Confederate officers got together and they decided to keep the flame alive of Southern independence. And they formed the Ku Klux Klan. Now, a lot of people say, how'd they get a name like that? K-U-K-L-U-X-K-L-A-N. There are a lot of theories, but probably the most respectable theory is the word kuklos in Greek, K-U-K-L-O-S, means circle. And so the idea was that this was a circle, private circle of Confederate officers, and it was the Circle Klan came out to be Ku Klux Klan, Ku Klux Klan. They were night riders. They would put on the white robes to disguise their identities at night and go in and murder black people, murder families, to intimidate them. And it was very common back in the 1870s and 80s, and frankly into the 20th century. If the Klan was riding, a lot of families would run out of their cabins and hide in the woods so they wouldn't be murdered. Well, in those days, the Republican Party was the liberal party by far. Abraham Lincoln had been assassinated. The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments were passed. 13th Amendment abolished slavery. 14th Amendment extended due process and citizenship to all slaves and everybody. 15th Amendment gave them the right to vote. That was highly controversial back then. Some of that was engineered, started with Lincoln before his assassination. Others, they give people postmasterships back in their hometowns when they wanted to retire, which were very lucrative. The postmaster got a slice back then. Buy some stamps, he got a slice. And that's how they got some of the votes. So what? They were essential amendments to the Constitution. In any event, Ulysses Grant came along, and Ulysses Grant was elected president in 1868. And Ulysses Grant is very undervalued. He was a magnificent general. He was the general that turned the tide in the Civil War. And at that time, Andrew Johnson, you remember him, had been the president because he was the vice president. And Andrew Johnson was a Southerner. And Andrew Johnson was sympathetic to the Confederacy. Lincoln had picked him to balance the ticket, which was a bad idea. And so Confederate soldiers disguised as Klansmen were roaming around the South, killing everybody and keeping up a military campaign. And Ulysses Grant came in and shut that down. He sent federal troops down there. And he cleaned them out. He cleaned them out and he got reelected in 72 and he served till 76. And Reconstruction went ahead with him. In 71, though, the Congress passed the Ku Klux Klan Act and it said it is a federal felony for anybody to do a lot of things, but the one that's at issue in this case is to interfere or impede an officer of the United States in his official duties. Congressmen are officers of the United States. And what they would do back then, Ku Klux Klan would wait for an African-American senator or congressman. And there were those people. They got elected once people had the right to vote and the Confederacy was suppressed, and they would lie in wait on the highway to kill them. So they couldn't go to Washington. They had to hide out, couldn't do their work in Congress. They'd stalk them. That became a felony. What Benny Thompson's saying in the NAACP is that Congress was there to do its work. It was to do its work, accept the certifications. And Trump and the rest deliberately ginned up an attack to stop them. That's no different from what happened back in the 1870s. And so therefore they're suing under the Ku Klux Klan Act. Trump's going to have to respond. He's going to have to give a deposition. If they subpoena him, which they will, he can't sneak around this time saying he's president and he's not giving depositions. Can't sneak around. He'll have to give a deposition. If he lies, it's obstruction. Giuliani's going to have to give a deposition. The Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, somebody's going to have to give a deposition. And he's knee-deep right now in litigation. It's a really great development. Very creative use of the Ku Klux Klan Act from 1871. So that's where you have it. And who would have thought that in the year 2021, somebody would have to invoke an act that was passed in 1871? This is pathetic. This is truly pathetic, but that's the way it is. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. Number three gets a T-shirt. 844-967-2789.
Midnight Rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.